Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Could be a closeout night in Tampa tonight, Crowder. We have the possibility of watching our Panthers move on to round two, because tonight they can close them out. Here's the key, though. And I don't know how many people listened to us. When were we at the arena? Monday, I guess. I don't know how many people were listening Monday or saw on Instagram or Twitter Mike Cugno eating a French fry. And I am of the opinion, now I know a lot of athletes are very superstitious, I am of the opinion that the Panthers can pretty much guarantee their ticket to the second round tonight if Mike Cugno will eat some French fries today. Because what happened was, if you were listening, we're doing the show at the Panthers arena, and Crowder and I are watching. Cugno comes over. He's getting ready to do some stand-ups for CBS4. And the Panthers, I think it was Chrissy Parenti, brings over a chicken tenders and fries Zamboni bucket. And Cugno, we pressured him into eating one French fry. That's all he would eat.
Yeah.
Well, what happened Monday night?
4-2 victory.
One of the greatest victories you will ever see in Panthers history. And so for me, I connect the dots and I go, okay, Mike Cugno ate a French fry. Panthers, miraculous victory. Do everything the same. And I would imagine, we don't have Cugno coming on today, but we can certainly implore the listeners to tweet at him. Tweet at Mike Cugno. It's Mike Cugno. What is it? Mike Cugno CBS? Mike Cugno CBS4? Something like that. Tweet at Mike Cugno, you better eat some French fries today. Because
that's half the victory.
I just don't see. I don't think your microphone's hooked up, Crowder.
Uh-oh.
It might be. I may be wrong. I went on a long monologue there.
No, it's not.
Snowball.
Yeah, there you go. You can't just check it when you sign in every day.
I had to go get my daughter. She had a stomach ache.
Wasn't my question.
I just logged on. I was at the middle school picking up my baby.
But you look at the drop down. It takes 2 seconds, and you go, "Oh, my mic's plugged in, or my mic's not plugged in." Regardless,
y'all ready for this?
We'll put that aside, and we will tell everyone that Mike Cugno, in my opinion, needs to eat a French fry. I would eat several, but he needs to eat at least one French fry.
I think one's the magic number. He has to eat one.
Don't you think, though, if he were to eat more than one French fry, it even pushes the odds further in the Panthers' favor?
They would have beat him 18-1.
Kind of feel like the more French fries Mike Cugno eats on a Panthers game day. And Cugno, we know how important your health is to you and your eating habits. There's what? They've won 3 games so far?
Yep.
Solana? Yeah, three games. So what do they have? 15 more to go?
To win the cup?
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
No, it's they have to win 16 to win the cup. So they have 13 remaining.
Oh, 13 orders of large fries for Cuño from now to like the middle of June. I mean, take one for the team, Cuño. I'm telling you, if he doesn't eat fries today, and I need to see proof. I need pictures. I need video of Cuño eating fries, holding up today's newspaper. So I know it's today, not an old video.
So now he has to buy a fry and a newspaper?
Yes. Yeah. Well, I'll reimburse him for the newspaper, not the fries. How much is a newspaper
fry
nowadays? Anybody know? Newspaper used to be a quarter. How much is a newspaper? If you went out to buy a Miami Herald today, how much would one copy of the Miami Herald cost you?
I don't know where to buy a newspaper. At a gas station?
That's another problem, of course. they have them at Publix. Newspapers? They still have them at Publix.
They do? Okay.
Jimmy, call Publix and ask them how much a Miami Herald is.
There we go.
Publix will answer, like right? Publix will answer, for sure.
Oh, Publix answers for sure. If they don't answer in like three rings, they close the store down. Like
Hawk, I love Jimmy calling in. I love this segment.
Yeah. Jimmy, you got to call and just ask him, how much is a Miami Herald today? And then find out how much a Sun Sentinel is as well. Jimmy is, he's just, he can't believe that this has become a running gag because he hates this more than anything.
Come on, Jimbo. Let's get some answers.
Yeah, one Miami Herald and one Sun Sentinel. He's on the phone.
I think they pick up. He just ignores them.
That's very possible.
Yeah.
Because I know right Publix now would pick up. I know Publix. No, you can't hang that up, Jimmy.
There's no chance.
What happened?
Publix didn't pick up.
Wait, you hung up?
They asked if you knew your party's extension number, press it now. I don't know anybody's extension number.
Well, it's zero. Tell them zero. Zero. Operator. Do you know how this works?
Keep one ear on, one ear off, so you can hear.
Wait a second. You got rattled by if you know your party's extension, press it now? I mean, that's just a delay tactic. That you know what that is? That's, you know, somebody faking a cramp and getting the clock to stop for a little bit. Just a delay tactic. Yeah, you hit whatever number you feel like. Just hit operator.
Yeah, zero.
He got rattled. He got rattled by that. What happens if you're calling a doctor, Jimmy, and that comes on? You just hang up and you suffer?
Well, no doctors available.
What number did you press, Jimmy?
You pressed zero.
All right.
Now he's pressing four.
What's four? The newspaper department? Press four for today's newspaper prices.
You're pressing
now what are you pressing,
number?
Jimmy?
Four again. Doing? Four again.
Jimmy's hitting us with the flim flam.
Telling me what the options are.
And you hit zero.
I have a question. How much is a copy for the Miami Herald? How much is a copy for the Miami Herald?
Right.
At the store.
What's going on, Jimmy? Because the answer can't be this long. Did she go to check?
Yeah, she went to go check.
Is she? Okay. I like how you delineated at the store, because what if you were calling to find out somewhere else?
Some good music going on right now.
Yeah, they have you on hold, right? Yeah. I could hear that.
Yeah. That's cool. You're going to send her back for the Sun Sentinel?
Yes. You have to, and then you have to, and also, how much is a Sun Sentinel? Ask her who's on the cover of the Herald today.
Ask her the top story. Say, did you see the top stories?
Whatever price she gives you, go, oh, I don't have that. Do you have time to read me a couple of the top stories?
Oh, Whatever number she says, say, good gracious.
By the way, you wonder why kids prank call Shedeur Sanders and whoever else got prank called. Because, this really is the society we live in. It's like, oh, let's prank the next person. Like, we're, you know, I'm not explaining it away, but it is funny that we celebrate. I mean, Logan Paul is famous because of pranking people, and we're so outraged by the Shedeur Sanders prank.
It was a guy that was in an NFL locker room.
We prank people. This society prank, like, we, that is currency nowadays. Again, I don't like it. I'm not explaining
public,
it away.
Public's number is public. This is not a public number.
I understand that, but we're just wasting someone's time for our own entertainment.
Well, she's working at Publix. I go to that little front desk to get my lotto tickets. They don't do much.
You still on hold, Jimmy?
I'm still on hold.
She's got to make sure they sell the Miami Herald first. She sounded young, right,
Jimmy? Where
they answer
the phone, though, is right where they keep the newspapers. Young.
This Maybe is actually insane. This is, like, insane that she didn't know how much the newspaper cost, and it's taking her this long.
I don't think it's insane that she doesn't know how much the newspaper is, but it's not this long to check it. Right. It's not like he asked for what's the price of cherry Metamucil.
Hey, call the Publix on Sterling and Flamingo. That's my Publix. They're quick.
Nah, this is my Publix, and the crossings are good. This is my Publix.
Is there still music, or did they hang up on you?
No, they still have me on hold.
Wild.
This is Kindle?
Yeah.
Oh, Solana, that's your mistake.
What number did you hit? Like, did you attach to the pharmacy or something, or was it the front desk?
No, I just pressed the any other options. Press 4. Gotcha. So I just pressed 4.
All right. Well, we'll continue on. You keep him mic'd up.
Yeah.
We'll see what goes on there. Wasn't really how I planned on starting the show today. Hey, but now I'm curious how much the Miami Herald cost.
This would be a quicker situation.
Somebody texts in, the Miami Herald and the Sun Sentinel cost $3 a day. That's insane.
$3?
You used to be able to buy a magazine, which would last you for a month, for $3. The newspaper is $3?
That's... And you would think they would make it less because of the fact that you can look on your phone and see any story.
I mean, it's hard to make it much less than a quarter. I don't know, like, how much less do you want it to be?
Yes.
24 cents.
How much is a copy of the Miami Herald? Yes.
Yeah, now you got to get angry, Jim. Get angry because you've already asked this. They're wasting your time.
Okay. Yeah, Jimmy.
No.
They're putting on hold again.
What? Was it a different person?
I guess so.
Well, what's going on here? Listen, Publix, if you're listening, you're not going to sell any newspapers this way.
I agree. Okay. So, tell the story of the $3?
And what about the Sun Sentinel?
What about the Sun Sentinel? The same for the Sun Sentinel as well? Same for the Sun Sentinel as well. It's the Sun Sentinel.
It's another newspaper.
Go forget it. Forget another it. How much newspaper. Is a $10 lotto ticket?
Okay.
Ask her how much is a $10 scratch off.
She said she'd have to go check for him again, and he said okay.
All right, goodbye. Hang up on them. I can't.
Ask her about chia seeds. How much are chia seeds?
I can't do that. Well, that was delightful. But it was, you can confirm, Jimmy, $3?
$3.
All right. We have confirmation. Right. It took us 16 minutes at the beginning of the show. We have covered no Heat, Panthers, Dolphins. But we did get confirmation that it is $3 for Miami Herald. This show is
good, Jimmy.
Something, man. This show is
You're
something.
Articulate, man. You, Jimmy,
let's,
good at
let's
this.
Get headlines with Solana, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
You good?
I'm good.
He doesn't like that. He does not like being on the phone with people and having to ask questions and everyone staring at him, which is what makes it fun for me.
I enjoy it too.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This just came across the wire. You can read it in tomorrow's Miami Herald newspaper, of course.
Maybe Fridays.
Jets quarterback Jordan Travis. Remember, he was FSU's quarterback, led them to an undefeated season, broke his ankle or dislocated his ankle. Miserable injury in the conference championship game. FSU ends up winning the game, but they don't put him into the college football playoffs because Jordan Travis wasn't going to play. Anyways, he is just retired.
And then they got ran off the field, remember, right, in the bowl game.
Michigan, was it?
I forget. They lost by 1,000 points.
Georgia.
Everybody tapped out. Georgia. Whooped them because nobody played.
Yeah.
Looked like a Heat game. Too soon?
Don't do that.
Too soon. It's a lot. I'm sorry.
It's a lot of hot about that.
Throwing bows today. I've already taken down Jimmy. I undercut Jimmy in the first 16 minutes. I'm about to lose Solana. We're not even one segment in.
Tell Dan Day you might need him today. He is retired. He has informed the New York Jets of his intention to retire.
Oh. Was he drafted by the Jets?
I'm not sure if he was drafted or if he signed as an undrafted free agent. I don't remember.
But was it this year?
Oh, no. Fifth-round pick two years ago. Fifth-round pick. He was drafted.
Okay.
Yeah, he was drafted. He never played, but he was drafted.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it got to be bad.
Yeah.
You know, just like, you know, if you can't do it anymore, and he had to come to the conclusion he can't do it anymore.
That's our lead story today, huh? And listen, I'm not absolving myself. I'm not absolving myself because my first 16 minutes was terrible. I had a surrogate call Publix to find out how much a Miami Herald is. I could have texted Omar. Right? So I'm not absolving myself of a terrible opening of the, we're the Heat. This is a terrible performance. But then you came out of the box, you're opening,
Hawk, it's breaking news. It's breaking news. It's breaking news.
Breaking news
everywhere. Everybody, open up Twitter. Everybody's tweeting about it right now.
Twitter is not breaking news, Daddy. Twitter is not breaking news. Twitter.
You said Travis Hunter, Hawk. It's not Travis Hunter.
Anything I want right now on Twitter. That does not constitute breaking news.
Hawk, every single outlet, SportsCenter, Bleacher Report, every major football.
Twitter, there, it's infinite. We have a finite amount of time for headlines, and ostensibly we give you the headlines that matter. We didn't even know he was on the Jets. We didn't know he was drafted. I had forgotten about that bowl game.
I'm just giving the people information they did not know. You tune in at 2 p.m. You've heard that the Panthers play today and that Aaron Ekblad has been suspended two games. You know.
What?
You know that the Miami Heat had exit interviews today. You know that Tyler Hero posted on his Instagram clearing up those "I need Jimmy Butler" comments, which were clearly taken out of context. They've heard all those headlines already, Hawk. I am giving the people up-to-date information so that they're informed.
All right. Well, then I'm okay with that. If that's our new MO, I want all your stories and every single headline every day to only be stories no one has heard before.
Okay.
The peacock bass are spawning.
Right. Like, give us that.
People don't know that. They're spawning right now. They're on their beds.
Right.
Yep.
All right. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. 866-954-MORE. Your accident.
You don't have a couple of headlines to give us?
I do. We do have some show Marlins baseball coming your way. They're going to play during our show at 3 o'clock.
They do?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Merv is in the lineup?
I don't know. I could tell you. I get the lineup emailed to me.
I just got a text from Mike Cuno that says, WTF are you doing on your show right now? And then he screenshotted all the tweets he's getting of people imploring him to eat French fries. So everybody continue to tweet Mike Cuno. Mm-hmm. It's at Mike Cuno CBS4 and say, in order for the Panthers to win tonight, or if you care about the Panthers, you will eat French fries on video and post it. Please, I implore you. Tweet at Mike Cuno now. We're breaking down that exterior, that tough exterior. We're going to have him a fat slob within a matter of 6 weeks, like the rest of us.
Mervis is playing today.
Oh.
Well, he's batting seventh, playing first base.
They put him in the seventh spot, man. I'm so unhappy with that.
Yeah. No, I mean,
you got to even out your lineup.
We got to bet him, though. We got to bet him to hit a ding-dong, though. It's going on during the show.
Yeah.
I got killed last night. Goodness gracious.
I told you, Pistons, money line. I called it on the show.
You did call that one.
Killed last night.
Bro, what about Giannis yesterday almost killing Tyrese Halliburton's dad after the game? Any of you guys see that?
Yeah.
He just stood there. It was very disrespectful. Y'all sent the, I love Giannis and his response.
Oh, dude, I love him. Yeah. I love him.
But, yeah, I would say Mr. Halliburton had a couple in him.
Mr. Halliburton, know your role. Like, know your role, dude.
But, Hawk, to sit there and wave a flag at Giannis, a foot and a half taller than you, and cuss, like, you're drunk.
What's he doing at half court? What is Mr. Halliburton doing at half court? Why is he allowed to be standing on the logo?
Waving, like, a flag of his son.
Yeah, I mean, that's crazy. So Giannis didn't know it was Tyrese Halliburton's dad. So he's like, who is this nutty fan? And like, he's staring at him. And then, you know, like, hey, Mr. Halliburton, sit down.
Yeah. And don't embarrass your kids. That gets to me. To me when it's stars embarrassing their kids. Like, come on, man. Like, I've heard nothing bad about Tyrese Halliburton. Now, when I think about him, I'm going to think about his butt wipe dad.
You know, maybe he'd be better.
John Morant's dad is the same way. When you think about T. Morant, you're like, oh, man.
Yep. Just sitting there yapping, John. Yeah.
Maybe he'd be better suited in a suite. You know, like some people, they want their feet on the wood. That's cool. But I'm sure Tyrese Halliburton can get his dad up in a suite. That way he's far away from the court.
But also, if you are courtside, just sit around your seat. Just kind of sit around your seat. Game's over. You don't have to run to half court. You didn't do anything. You sat there.
you didn't do anything. You made
if they won the NCAA championship, is Tyrese Halliburton's dad getting up on the ladder to cut one of the little strings?
What were your stats? You had no points, assists, or rebounds. Sit your ass in your chair and wait for your son to go eat dinner after the game. That's what
Jimmy,
your job
call
is.
Tyrese Halliburton's dad and ask him how much he had to drink last night.
If he goes in that box with that free liquor, he's going to pee on himself in the corner.
But seriously, everybody tweet at Mike Cugno. If you want the Panthers to win tonight, you have to tweet at Mike Cugno, CBS4. I also just bet Matt Mervis home run at plus 400. I put $30 to win 150.
I'm hurting right now on Hard Rock Bet. Clippers plus 4.5, loss. Nikola Jokic, I did the points. Points, assists, rebounds, 51. He had 35. Yeah, I've been getting smarter.
Do you have enough in your account to buy a Miami Herald? That's the question.
I could buy 300 Miami Heralds.
All right. Fair enough. Doing all right then. All right. Anything else, Alana?
The Knicks are still up 3-2 on the Pistons, but Detroit won that game, which is huge for me considering our next guest. The Nuggets go up 3-2 on the Clippers. Wolves go up 3-1 on the Lakers. They play tonight. And the Warriors are up 3-1 on the Rockets. They play tonight as well. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Enter Miami tonight as well. Second league, CONCACAF Champions Cup. Second leg, I should say. 8 p.m. at Chase Stadium. Enter Miami's down 2-0 on aggregate. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy tonight. The lows will be in the 70s. Back to you, Hawk and Crowder.
Who's the guy that retired from the Jets?
I don't know.
What was it? No, I want to say Travis Hunter, but it's not Travis Hunter.
No, it's Jordan Travis.
Jordan Travis. We'll talk about the Jordan Travis situation with Zach Elb in a moment. We've got breaking news, and we will cover it like no other. Panther, you see how stupid that sounds, Solana? Because that's what you did to me.
Are we not a show based in Florida, Hawk? I'm trying to do a show where we have FSU fans and New York Jets fans down here. AFC East tie-in, FSU tie-in.
Now, I mean, in all honesty, in all fairness, I was downstairs today, and the guy in the lobby had said to me, yeah, I've been thinking about Jordan Travis for a couple of years. I wonder what's going on with that guy. So you're right. We are in Florida, and people, he's top of mind, and we cover the news.
That was the meth guy, Hawk. He doesn't work there.
Panthers Stanley Cup fever is here. It's a closeout night tonight. Are you geared up? Caneswear in Davie is your Florida Panthers Stanley Cup headquarters. I'm wearing a jersey from Caneswear right now. Jerseys, shirts, hats, more. Caneswear has you covered. If you're going to the games, hopefully round two, got to get past tonight, or you're having a watch party, you're watching at home, you got to have some new Panthers gear as they try for back-to-back cups. Of course, Caneswear also has a large selection of Hurricanes, Dolphins, Inter-Miami items. Maybe you're going to the Inter-Miami game tonight. They've got stuff for the whole family. Get all your Panthers, Inter-Miami, Canes, local sports merch at Caneswear in Davie or online at caneswear.com. They've got you covered better than anywhere else. Check out the store or the website. They've got, obviously, the shirts and the hats and the jerseys, but also phone cases and signs and headphones, all with the logos of your favorite teams. So visit the store in Davie. They're on University Drive, right next to La Spada's, or you can always shop online at caneswear.com. And I'm telling you, if you've never been to the store, you're not going to believe just how much stuff they have in there. But get geared up for this road to a repeat for the Cats. Caneswear, the spot South Florida sports fans shop.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Vix Vaparu.
Hawk and Crowder.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Zach Gelb is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He can be heard nationally every weekday afternoon on the Infinity Sports Network. And he comes to us live from the WFAN studios in New York City. And he was at Madison Square Garden last night. I saw some pictures of him and Mad Dog Russo hanging out together. A little nervous there, Knicks fans?
I think the Knicks are going to win, but I think last night the thought leaving the game was, okay, this was a statement to make where you could close out the Pistons quickly in five, not have to go back to Detroit, get rested up because this team does have some injuries. You know, each and every game, it looks like Jalen Brunson's ankles are going to fall off. And Hart now has an injury. And I said walking into the building, if they play the Celtics, they're going to lose in six. That's what I thought. And my buddy that took me to the game, Jeff, he goes, you know, how much percentage chance would you give them to beat the Celtics? Like 15%. And I think all that's out the window now. Like if they get past the Pistons, which I think they ultimately will, I would then lower it from Knicks losing in six to now Knicks losing in five. So I think last night, squashed any hope.
I think, and I know Solana wants to celebrate the Knicks losing last night at the Mecca, but if you want to talk about teams that were dead man walking going into a series, you need look no further than these three sad faces on your video monitor because...
Yeah. By the way, to be clear, I showed up early at the game. I was there before the start of the game. I didn't show up with 2 minutes left in the second half. And I stayed there towards the end of the game and had a lot of whiskey last night. So it was a fun night at the Garden outside of the last few minutes.
You saw the Heat. You saw the Heat. I mean, just
by the way, Solana loves that line. I use that to go after Heat fans there. I see the bleep eating grin on Solana's face. He's
out of all the things we have to worry about, the being made fun of for showing up late is so far down on the list right now that I can't even begin to tell you what it's been like. Because you watched it. Like, it seems almost as if they had thrown in the towel at the opening tip.
What else did you expect, though? Once you lose Jimmy Butler, that season was over.
A damn fight, Gilby. That's what I expected.
Don't lose by 50.
Little heart.
How about that? Don't let me look at a scoreboard and see one team in the 80s and my team in the 20s. How about that? Is that too much to ask for?
Wait, hold, I'm getting interrupted here. Is this a 24-year-old girlfriend walking in? She doesn't want me to answer any of your questions, by the way.
Cute. That's adorable. He's working radio bits. No, but with the Heat, extrapolate out what we saw in that series. Can you say that there are any untouchable players on the Heat roster?
No.
Because Bam and Tyler, I think, were pretty untouchable. We thought throughout the season, hey, you know what? You've got cornerstone guys. You knew Jimmy was going to be on the way out. And Bam has been thought of as untouchable for a while, and I'm not certain he's thought of that way anymore. Yeah.
Like, if you're trying to win a championship and you could use one of those assets to get a star here, yeah, you're going to have to ultimately replace him because Tyler Hero is a good player, and we know what Bam Adebayo can do. But I wouldn't say untouchable.
Would Jimmy Butler have changed this series at all? because that's what everybody blames it on Jimmy Butler. We lost by 21, 35, 50, and 9. Jimmy Butler's not making up those points.
Maybe they would have won a game, but if it was checked out Jimmy Butler, who was annoyed that Pat didn't change him, absolutely not. You know, didn't trade him? Absolutely not.
But that was Jimmy's complaint, though. It's not me. Like, I'll do my part. It's these ancillary pieces that you have around me. That's why we can't get anything done.
And they show that you can choke out Tyler Hero if you really put your mind to it.
I mean, it was embarrassing, Gelb. You haven't seen a Heat performance like that. I mean, the whole thing of Heat culture and Pat Riley and Heat DNA and the allure of Miami, is that something that we're holding on to here that you from New York or
You're not going to like what I'm about to say.
No, tell us, because other fans around the country.
Culture's dead. It's dead. I'm sorry. And I would say that about any team in the NBA right now, that they have great culture. The NBA is won off what? Stars. When have you guys won championships in Miami? LeBron, Wade, Bosh. Heat culture was a thing when it was Dwayne Wade and Shaq towards the end. That was Heat culture early on. Ultimately, I don't care how good your coach is with Eric Spoelstra, how legendary Pat Riley is, and he's an absolute legend, don't get me wrong. You are not winning a championship in the NBA if you don't have stars. It's rare where one star wins an NBA title. Giannis did it with Milwaukee. He's an all-time great player. You saw Kawhi Leonard do it with the Toronto Raptors. When Kawhi, he's mystifying, don't get me wrong, but when he's on, he's so tough to beat. The Heat don't have enough stars right now, and Jimmy Butler was Heat culture. I get that, but did it lead to a championship? So either Heat culture's dead or Heat culture's just, all right, let's be gritty, let's exceed expectations, but don't win a championship, and we know that's not how Heat culture's meant.
Yeah, but it can be both, right, Gelb? It could be that Heat culture does mean guys who aren't stars understand coming to Miami can revitalize their careers or can spark their careers, but also the Miami Heat need to absolutely say what we have right now isn't working and anything's on the table, which it sounds like you're saying. Everybody should be available via trade to go get the Giannis or to go get even a Durant at this stage of his career, because status quo is getting bounced by 50 to superior teams.
And to be honest, I think Miami's an attractive destination. Weather and the nightlife. Like, if I'm a star and I could get paid by the Heat, I would love to go play for the Miami Heat. And, like, to our point, they are viewed as a very respected organization in the NBA. But ask this question. How much longer is Pat going to be running the show here? Like, he's 80. Is there any talks about ever moving on from Pat Riley or him retiring? Or is he just going to do this till he drops dead?
I think we've mentioned it at the end of every season, probably since he's 75, 76. Yeah. Like, it's a natural question to ask, but he doesn't seem to have any predilection to leave.
Like, for example, in New York, I know nobody cares about the Islanders, you know, but Lou Lamoriello, they just moved on for him. Like, hockey genius. He was 82. Like, we're talking Biden and Trump age for these guys. And look how many people are like, oh, you know, too old to be around the country and stuff like that. You know, I know Pat Riley is so respected, but has the game passed him by? You know, I'll say this. I did not like how Jimmy Butler handled it, because what Jimmy Butler was saying wasn't the reality of the situation. He just wanted the money and was using all these excuses and all this bull crap. And I thought Pat was right not to give him the money. But now what are you going to do to get this team back to actually having their fans think they could compete for a championship? And Pat, you're not getting any younger. You're not getting any younger. So, legend, they're not going to want to ever move off of him. I get it. It's a tough situation. But do the Heat ever win a championship again with Pat Riley? Heck no.
Oh, if he can go out and get Giannis and rebuild one more time now. That's
Yeah, I wouldn't dismiss that either. I think that was a little too dismissive.
Bring me on here to give you an opinion. Don't, you got my opinion.
Well, your opinion happens to be wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. We'll see.
Gelby, speaking about Giannis.
I love Matt Mervis, by the way. Love him.
Oh, I'm a Mervis militia member. Yeah, we got the Mervis militia.
Well,
we got the
suck
New York
some
contingent
way.
Of the Mervis militia.
But, like, I know what's going to happen here. Solana's going to put this up on YouTube, and they're going to be like, oh, this bloviating jackass.
Oh,
they're going to kill me in the comments.
Thing at the mouth the way that you punctuated it, where he says, no, never.
I don't think so. Hawk, I would, you know,
you agree,
feel
Solana?
Confident? No, I definitely don't agree with that.
Heat Nation,
I think most of the fan base after this season, after last season and after the way things ended with Jimmy and how it ended 2 nights ago, probably feel a lot closer to you. Like, it's time for Pat Riley to hang it up and that the game has passed him by. But I just don't – I think it's easy to say that right now because it's the lowest of lows and it's one of the darkest days of Heat of you know, Pat Riley's career, frankly.
And wait till Giannis and KD are here next season and Bam and Tyler stay.
That would be wonderful. Let me tell you, if that's the case – when they win a championship, I'm right there in the video. Are the Heat going to ever win a championship with Pat Riley again? Heck no.
Right.
Good for the brand. Good for the brand. Right. I'll take it. Heat and social media, clip this.
Is it Zoe? Zoe's going to run the basketball operations? Like, everybody wants to fire people, but nobody has anybody to hire.
You know, I don't have a damn clue. I was pitched Alonzo Mourning to do an interview like a week and a half, to 2 weeks ago. And obviously, with all that's going on with health and with Alonzo Mourning and the story well documented, they told me I couldn't ask him any current basketball questions. So I don't know what that means. So we didn't take the interview. But I thought
that
was
Nick Arison. I think Nick Arison is the president of basketball operations in waiting. He's essentially been doing
it. Does he like Solana?
Nick Arison? Nobody likes Solana.
Well, that's a big – Solana, start sucking up to these people. We need you as the next voice of the Miami Heat.
Trust me. There's a lot of sucking up going on.
The voice of the Miami Heat. Why not get him in the front office? I mean, the guy can be wheeling and dealing.
Afternoon drive on QAM in about 15 years when Hawk finally retires, or they're throwing him out like Pat Riley now. We'll have you also as the ball boy for the Heat and the radio play-by-play guy.
Let me tell you something.
Hawk, how could Solana be in the front office if he has to fly with the team? He gets jet lag flying to Orlando.
That's true. He could only be in the front office for home games. Remember when Barry Bonds didn't want to play any road games? There'll be Solana in the front office.
It'd be like Phil Jackson, right? Only show up for the home games.
Yeah.
Something we talked about with just talking about Giannis with Tyrese Halliburton's dad.
Oh.
He can go out there and mother F Giannis to his face and all, and nothing happens. If Giannis would have slapped him, he would have got arrested. Like, how do they fix that? Because that's unacceptable.
You know what's so funny? I think there's more outrage. And don't get me wrong, I'm not defending Jax Olbrich. But Jax Olbrich, prank phone call on Shenor Sanders, you would think like the worst crime ever committed happened. You have this guy's father running onto the court, taunting Giannis Antetokounmpo, and then going nose to nose with Giannis. Like, I've never seen any. I wish Giannis would have swung at him last night at the dad. It would have been awesome. That's crazy to me.
But Giannis would have got fined $500,000.
He would have got suspended. If he threw a punch, he would have got suspended. He
probably would have got sued, but nothing's going to happen to Halliburton's dad.
Nothing. But, like what are they going to do? Like, ban him from the games, and then you're going to anoint Tyrese Halliburton?
No, just be a better person. It's really, to me, it's like so basic. It's the same thing with the Shedeur Sanders prank phone call as it is with Tyrese Halliburton's dad. Hey, be a better person. Like, just be better than what you're doing right there. Like, just be better.
And I'll give credit to Tyrese Halliburton.
I think that's Melania's saying, by the way, be better.
Just be better. But anyway, I give credit to Halliburton's, Halliburton for coming out and saying my dad was wrong.
I think we can all agree that, like Melania Trump says, be better. Would you have
bitter
gone
or better? Sometimes when she says better, I think she says bitter.
I actually think it's be best. Would you have considered yesterday, because I saw you had very good seats, would you have considered stepping to Cade Cunningham last night if the outcome of the game had been reversed?
No, but I will say this. I almost got in a little trouble last night.
What'd you do?
I was just taking a video, like just recording, like because I was a few whiskeys deep, just recording like the action on the court, and there was a timeout. And because I'm a large man and I stand up and I'm towering over like the coaches that kind of protect the clipboard, I had my camera up and I guess they thought I was recording the plays.
Were
as
you?
If I was like, I think you were. A video.
I think you know exactly what you were doing.
And they pointed to me and they go, you can't do that. I go, sorry, all good. Deleting the, like, all good. My bad. And that was it. So we had a laugh about it with the security guards. But I thought, hey, if I'm ever getting kicked out of a building, I'm going limp. You're going to have to drag my fat ass out.
That's been Crowder's. Crowder's been telling us that move for 10 years, man.
The move. If you want to get me out of here, you got to take all this 250 out by yourself. I'm not helping you at all.
Zach Kelm, you can listen to him on the Infinity Sports Network every single afternoon, and we always appreciate you making time for us. Thank you, Gelby.
You got it, and good luck to the Panthers the rest of the way. My dear, dear, dear friend, Vinny Viola, who owns that team for the Florida Panthers, okay? Channing, I made your radio career. You and Joy Taylor.
All right, we'll see you, Sid.
Don't put me in that center.
We'll see you, Sid.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Shout out to all the pair.
Hawk and Crowder.